Please turn to the book of Psalms, and we want to read Psalm 103. This is also copied on the inside of our bulletin for today. Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. For he knoweth our frame, he remembereth that we are dust. As for man, his days are as grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourisheth. For the wind passeth over it, and it is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them. The Lord hath prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all. Bless the Lord, ye his angels that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Bless ye the Lord, all ye his host, ye ministers of his that do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works and all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. We're very fortunate to have the book of Psalms in the Old Testament. There are actually 150 Psalms. And as you examine the Psalms, you'll see that they are composed of songs, poems, and prayers. 150 of them were written by a variety of people over a long number of years, and they were written under a variety of circumstances. I learned a long time ago that when studying the Psalms, it will be of tremendous help to know what was taking place when a particular psalm was composed. Sometimes that's a challenge, but it will help us in studying the psalms to know what was taking place when that particular psalm that you're considering was composed. According to Luke 24 and verse 44, after Jesus was resurrected from the grave, he mentioned the law of Moses, the writings of the prophets, and the Psalms. Jesus considered the Psalms to be scripture. That being the case, since they are part of the Old Testament scripture, they were written for our learning. Romans 15 and verse 4 says, whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. So we're able to receive a number of blessings as a result of studying the Psalms. The Psalms are scripture, and of course, they were written for our learning. Well, there are 150 Psalms. David wrote approximately half of them. He did not write all of them, but he did write about half of them. And in our lesson, we want to concentrate for a little while on a valuable lesson to be learned from the Psalms that David wrote. And the point is, this is what we want to emphasize. David taught us to bless the Lord. Now, David made some mistakes, and they're clearly revealed in the Bible. But he is known as a man after God's own heart. After his wicked ways were pointed out to him, he would ask God for forgiveness. But we're blessed that this man, who was people, he's just like we are today. He's not some type of a super individual. He's certainly not the Son of God. David was a man just like we are, but God used him to record some wonderful scripture. And how blessed we are to have much of his writings today. Sometimes when I'm studying the Psalms that David wrote, after I get through with one, I thought, you know, if I'd been David, I would have put my pen down and say, I can't do any better than that. But then I study another psalm and found out, yeah, he did. Well, we are blessed to have a number of his psalms recorded for us. Well, David taught us to bless the Lord. That's what we want to emphasize today. Well, as we begin our study, let's make a few observations from the psalm that we read just a moment ago, Psalm 103. Now, studying the psalms can be challenging because this is poetry. It was written in the Hebrew language. It's been translated into English. And Hebrew poetry was not like English poetry. But we do need to keep in mind that this was poetry written in Hebrew that's been translated into the English language. So the Psalms do present some challenges for our study. One thing that will help, though, when you're studying a particular psalm, look for words that are repeated. Look for phrases that are repeated in various statements. If you see something being repeated, more than likely emphasis is being placed on that, whatever it is. Well, when you study Psalm 103, you can't help but see that David placed special emphasis on blessing the Lord. He mentioned it 7 times in one psalm. 3 times in the first 2 verses, and then 4 times in the last 3 verses. Well, for David to mention something so many times in one psalm, he's placing some special emphasis on it. Well, we need to consider what David was writing about. He was writing about blessing the Lord. But in dealing with this subject, David revealed the part of him that was involved in blessing the Lord. He said, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me." Blessing the Lord is a spiritual activity. It involves the soul. And remember when Jesus answered the question about the first and great commandment, he said, the first commandment is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. Blessing the Lord is a spiritual activity, and it provides spiritual benefits. Well, we need to pay a close attention to what David said. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Just recently, we talked about some matters addressed in the Bible that involved diligence. Well, it sounds to me like David considered blessing the Lord to require diligence. He said, all that is within me. Well, blessing the Lord is an important spiritual activity, and it provides spiritual benefits. I don't know about you, but I'm quick to conclude that if something provides spiritual benefits, we need to pay close attention to it. Well, notice in the latter part of verse 2 that David gives us an exhortation to remember all of God's benefits. Now, David said it like this. He said, "Forget not all his benefits. That's another way of saying that we need to remember the great benefits that God provides. I believe that's the key to blessing the Lord. When we're mindful of his benefits, we'll of course want to bless him and offer our praise unto him, our gratitude, our thanksgiving, and so forth. Well, David exhorts us to remember all of God's benefits. Let's talk about a few of them. There are a number of references made in this one psalm to God's benefits that he provides for his children. One is forgiveness. Notice how many times forgiveness is referred to in this one psalm. Verse 3 says, "Who forgiveth all thine iniquities," talking about God. In verse 10, "He has not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities." In verse 12, "As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us." All of these verses contain references to God's forgiveness. That's one of his spiritual benefits that he provides for his people, and it certainly ought to lead us to want to bless the Lord. I've always loved that statement in verse 12. It's an illustration to help us understand the completeness of God's forgiveness. "As far as the east is from the west." Sometimes I'm outside and I know which direction is east. I'll look that way. I know what direction is west. I'll look that way. And that illustrates the completeness of God's forgiveness. Would you like to have to explain where the east begins and ends, or where the west begins and ends? Well, we can't do that. I think that's illustrating the completeness of God's forgiveness. Another benefit is mercy. David made repeated references to God's mercy in this one psalm. Look at verse 4. "Who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies." Verse 8, "The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy." Verse 11, "For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him." Well, we certainly want God's mercy, don't we? To receive it, we must fear him. Also, go down to verses 17 and 18. "But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them." David touched on God's forgiveness as one of his spiritual benefits. In connection with forgiveness, he emphasized mercy. Although David didn't use the word that I'm going to use, he showed that God provides the spiritual benefit of strength. Look at verse 5. "Who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles." I've often wondered if Isaiah remembered that statement when he was composing chapter 40 of his book. He concluded by saying, "But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." God provides strength for his people. I believe that's what David was touching on when he used this reference to the eagles, youth being renewed like the eagles. I'm sure all of us do this from time to time. We look back and we remember things that we were able to do 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago. Well, age has a way of taking a toll on our strength. And sometimes we look back and remember things that we used to be able to do. But I'm learning gradually that there's a better way to handle that. Thank God for what I can do now. Don't worry about what I used to be able to do that I can't do anymore. Well, David was showing that strength is available from God. How grateful we need to be for that. David also touched on the benefit of help during times of difficulty. Look at verse 6. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. Verses 13 and 14. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. For he knoweth our frame, he remembereth that we are dust. How grateful we need to be that the Lord provides help during times of difficulty. Now, having said that, I want to touch on something else for just a moment that's related to it. I've mentioned this a number of times over the years, but there are a lot of people today, and perhaps you've heard it or read it, who say that God cannot possibly exist because a loving God would not allow his people to suffer. That's an argument that's used many times to try to say that God doesn't exist. Well, I've noticed something over the years. Maybe you've seen this too. Over the years, I've known a number of people who face a difficulty. Different kinds of difficulties. It might be a health problem. It might be a family problem. It might be a job problem. On and on and on we could go. And that problem will lead them to become interested in God. But then I've noticed, this is not in all cases, but in many cases, as soon as the problem is overcome, the interest in God also is gone. Have you ever seen that? Oh, I've seen it many times. Now, if God promised in his word to take away all problems from his people, guess what? This building would be packed and overflowing. But God doesn't make that promise. What God does promise is to help his people during times of difficulty. Well, we need to appreciate the fact that help is available. And David mentioned that. He showed, although he didn't use the words that I just used, he's talking about God's benefits for his people that should lead us to want to bless him. God provides help during times of difficulty. God wants us to serve him because we love him. Well, if we're only serving him because of what he's going to do for us, then where's the love? How grateful we need to be that help is available during times of difficulty. Quite often I think about Psalm 124 that begins by saying, if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side. I don't know how many times I quoted that statement when Teresa and I were trying to take care of her mother. I look back and I say, if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side. Well, we go through many experiences, and after we go through the experience, we can look back and see how the Lord provided help. There's another benefit I want to mention from Psalm 103, and that is the hope of eternal life. Now, David does not use those words, but let's notice what he does say. Verses 15 and 16, as for man, his days are as grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourisheth. For the wind passeth over it, and it is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. In other words, our lives on earth do not last forever. Here today, gone tomorrow. That's just a fact. But that's not the end of the story. Look at verse 19. The Lord hath prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all. Well, life on this earth is not going to last forever. It will eventually come to an end. But we have the hope of eternal life in heaven with God. Well, in this one psalm, David taught us to bless the Lord for all the benefits that he provides. Sometimes we sing the song, Count Your Blessings. I believe that's a healthy thing for us to do. Spend some time reflecting upon our blessings and counting them and being grateful for them. That'll lead us to want to bless the Lord as David did. Now, he took this matter seriously. He said, Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Well, he's teaching us a very important lesson. Well, we've looked at some matters that are addressed in Psalm 103. It's a beautiful psalm, and it reveals some very helpful and some very important information. But David did write other psalms. And what we want to do now is make a few observations from other psalms that David wrote. And I think these observations will help us understand God's benefits and why we need to bless him as David was teaching us. Let's first point out that David gave another reason why blessing the Lord was so important to him. I think Psalm 103 makes that point very clearly. But let's consider something that David wrote in Psalm 16. We've already talked about some benefits that God provides for his people in Psalm 103. Let's point out something else from Psalm 16 and verse 7. David said, I will bless the Lord who hath given me counsel. My reins also instruct me in the night seasons. The benefit that David mentioned in this verse is counsel. After I learned that Brother Ronnie Sneed had passed away, I was able to reach his wife Joanne, and we talked for quite a while. And we both reflected on some of our good memories of Ronnie. Of course, she has a whole lot more than I do because they were married for a long, long time. But I wanted to tell her how much I appreciated his wise counsel. We talked on several occasions, and he had a lot of wisdom in that mind of his. And he had a very unique way of imparting that wisdom. But I appreciated his counsel on several different occasions, and I wanted Joanne to know that. She said, you know, she said, the grandkids are already talking to me about that. They're going to miss some of the wise counsel that their granddaddy gave to them. I said, well, they need to remember it, and they can pass it on to somebody else. That's the way wise counsel operates. We're able to receive it, benefit from it, and then we can pass it on to others. Well, David mentioned the fact that God provided counsel to him. That's one reason why he was so intent on blessing the Lord. Now, for just a moment, let's go back to Psalm 103 and consider something that David touched on in connection with counsel. In verse 7 of Psalm 103, David referred to things that God made known to Moses and how he had made his acts known unto the children of Israel. Those things were written down by Moses. Moses saw the works of God, and he wrote them down. The children of Israel saw many of God's works. Moses wrote them down. David was able to read the things that Moses wrote down concerning God's activities, and he received counsel from them. Now, let me give you an illustration. Let's look at Psalm 22 for a moment. Psalm 22. Now, this was written by the same man who wrote Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Now, Jesus, when he was on the cross, would quote what's written in verse number 1. And this is also, Psalm 22, is a great prophecy of what would happen to Jesus when he was crucified. If you study it carefully, you can almost see the Lord on the cross. And David would have written that about 1000 B.C. But notice how he began. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? Why art thou so far from helping me and from the words of my roaring? O my God, I cry in the daytime, but thou hearest not, and in the night season, and am not silent. David was going through an experience that was very difficult. It led him to ask God why he had forsaken David. Is that the end of the story? No, it isn't. Look at verse 3. But, notice the contrast, thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel. What caused this sudden change in David? And he said, our fathers trusted in thee, they trusted, and thou didst deliver them. He's talking about God's activities that were made known unto Moses and to the children of Israel. David was able to reflect upon those good things, and it caused him a complete change. He said, they cried unto thee and were delivered. They trusted in thee and were not confounded. God's activities with his people in the past encouraged him to call upon the Lord during his time of need. So he went from asking why God had forsaken him to saying that God is holy. Well, he reflected upon the things that God had done with his people in the past, and that gave him encouragement for what he was going through. Now, how did David know about all those activities from the past? You suppose he spent some time studying and reading what Moses had written down? That's one way that God provides counsel for us. We need to study the scriptures very carefully. Much counsel is available to us. As we consider the other psalms that David wrote, he touched on where he wanted to bless the Lord. Now, he first touched on why. We'll look at where, and then we'll look at when. Those are three important questions to ask when you're studying something. Where did David want to bless the Lord? Well, he mentions in the congregations. Look at Psalm 26 and let's read verse 12. He said, my foot standeth in an even place, in the congregations will I bless the Lord. David loved to worship the Lord. He said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. That's Psalm 122 in verse 1. A very important part of worship is blessing the Lord. That's why we need to reflect upon all of his benefits and count them one by one and appreciate all that God does for us. Well, David calls upon God's people to follow his example. Psalm 68, and let's read verse 26. Psalm 68. Verse 26. Bless ye God in the congregations, even the Lord from the fountain of Israel. Now, most of the verses we have looked at, David talked about how he blessed the Lord, but he also calls upon God's people to do the same thing. So David wanted to bless the Lord in the congregations. I believe he's referring to times of worship. And of course, he calls upon us to follow his example. Now let's turn our attention now to some references that David made as to when he wanted to bless the Lord. As we look at these verses, I think we'll see just how important blessing the Lord was to this man. Psalm 34 in verse 1. Psalm 34 and verse 1. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Now, did David limit blessing the Lord to times of worship? No. He said, I'm going to bless the Lord at all times. But he did show that blessing the Lord was a very important part of worship. But he mentioned all times. You know, this world would be a much better place if people were intent on blessing the Lord at all times. I had not originally planned to include it, but James gives us some words of wisdom along this line when it comes to blessing God. He's talking about an inconsistent use of the tongue when a person blesses God but then curses his fellow man. That's an inconsistent use of the tongue, and James says, my brethren, these things ought not so to be. Well, when we bless God, we want to have the right type of heart toward a fellow man. Look at Psalm 63 and verse 4. David's explaining to us when he wanted to bless the Lord. Psalm 63 and verse 4. Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. Well, David mentioned that he wanted to bless the Lord at all times, but he realized that he was going to not live forever here on the earth. Now, he was looking forward to dwelling in the house of the Lord forever, as he said in the 23rd Psalm. But while he lived here on earth, he wanted to give constant attention to blessing the Lord. This is a lifelong activity, and we will be blessed if we fulfill it. Psalm 145 and verse 1. We're still talking about when David wanted to bless the Lord. He said at all times. He said while he lived. Let's notice what he says in this verse. Psalm 145 and verse 1. I will extol thee, my God, O King. I will bless thy name forever and ever. Do you get the idea that David considered blessing the Lord to be a very important activity? And look at verse 2. Every day will I bless thee. I will praise thy name forever and ever. One of David's daily activities was blessing the Lord. Maybe these statements we've studied today will help us understand why David was known as a man after God's own heart. Well, we have seen from David's Psalms, now remember there are 150 Psalms, David wrote about half of them, I did not look at other Psalms written by different writers. We've only looked at Psalms that David wrote. You can look at the other Psalms and see the same information being presented. But we have seen from David's Psalms that blessing the Lord was a very important part of his life. We need to follow his example. Once again, Psalm 145 and verse 1. I will extol thee, my God, O King. I will bless thy name forever and ever. And let's follow his instruction found in the last verse of Psalm 145. He concluded by saying, let all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever. I believe David sets a wonderful example before us. He taught us how to bless the Lord. He taught us to bless the Lord. We have his example to follow, and we also have his instruction. I believe spending some time every day reflecting upon God's benefits and then expressing our gratitude to him for those benefits will help us tremendously. I believe that's an activity that is sorely needed in our world today. If we'll participate in it like David did, we'll be blessed abundantly. I think it will make a tremendous change in our lives that'll be attractive to other people.